Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What you want here. We're going to get to open phones here in a little bit. We've been doing an extended deep dive interview here with Adam Kokesh. It's rare that we have guests on this show, and it's even more rare that we spend more than an hour with a guest. So he's an exceptional guest, and in a lot of ways, we've had him on a number of times. What probably maybe the most common guest of Free Talk Live, meaning that he's been on more often than any other guest of ours, and again, we don't have a lot of them.
So. You know, his activism, though, kind of, you know, it precedes him.
It's outstanding. It is noteworthy. It is worthy of discussion. And he's joining us from his home in Arizona after spending 12 days in Sawatch County Jail in Sawatch County, Colorado, for possession of psilocybin with intent to distribute, which they subsequently dismissed and let him out of jail. He still hasn't gotten his written apology, among other things. He's going to be sending an interesting offer, a letter to them with a few demands.
13.
And so it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. But I wanted to get into the religious aspect of this case, because I think that was probably one of the cruxes of why they ended up dropping these charges. The Oklavoya Church, and their website is NativeAmericanChurches.org. I think it's a related website to them that's got a lot of information about that particular church. They've been around for some number of decades. They've had a bunch of cases go through various different courts all mm-hmm. around the country. How did you find out about them, Adam Kokesh? And, you know, why'd you join? Give us your history with the church.
I have been a member for about 5 years, from when I came out here to Arizona, which was preceding even decriminalization of cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted that extra level of legal protection. And they had a deal for veterans. I think it was $200 for non-vets and $20 for vets. So $20, I got a card in the mail. I looked at their website, and the religious precepts that, you know, you swear a statement of, authentic subscription to, I forget the exact wording. There's a legal term, you know.
Yeah.
It's all a very beautiful, you know, naturalist, you know, humanist philosophy that I really do believe in. I have no problem, swearing it with integrity that I believe in the precepts of the Native American, the Oklavoya Native American Church, has laid out on their website, and I'm happy to pay them for, you know, taking care of the administrative side of things, of having filed the paperwork and, asserted it specifically. And I had a case in Texas where I had four felonies and a misdemeanor, and I filed a motion to dismiss that was completely focused on the religious defense. And it also said that I was a self-proclaimed Wiccan. And I've made this public. It's a story I told in a speech at the First Church of Cannabis in Missouri, actually. And soon after I got out on that one, where I also did 10 days of kind of non-compliance. But basically, I folded when they reduced the bond to zero.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably shouldn't have. Now I think about it, you know, I might have been able to see it all the way through. And, you know, this time I really did. So the, you know, precepts of the church, though, should not be required for anybody to be able to use this defense and this general strategy of noncompliance plus scrutiny.
No, I tend to agree. I mean, you shouldn't have to join someone else's church, but it is nice having an established organization that has been around since, I don't know when they were founded. I think it's been some number of decades. It doesn't hurt to have them on your side.
Right.
And, you know, they do come with some rules that you have to follow. I believe the Oklavoya does require that you not just be handing out psilocybin to children. You have to agree to do it in your own private property to take that sort of thing, right? Like, there's a few different agreements that you go along.
And I think also, unfortunately, one of the limitations, although if this is the next line in the battle in the war on drugs that we got to draw. It also only applies to naturally occurring substances.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
okay.
But that gives you a certain point of inarguability that
yes.
separates you from you know meth and heroin and, right. and maybe some of the more dangerous synthetic drugs. However, I'm a big proponent not just of psilocybin and ayahuasca and DMT and you know a host of other naturally occurring alternative therapies, but to non-naturally occurring ones, MDMA as a therapy drug has shown incredible promise for PTSD and ketamine for depression. So I'm looking mm-hmm. forward to making those available, whether it's legal or not here as well.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, what you're saying there, though. And as far as the sort of the political trends of the time, it definitely seems like as far as Denver and now I think Ann Arbor and at some yeah. cities out in California, we are seeing a trend of places where in a lot of cases it's unanimous, like city council decisions to say, okay, yeah, we're going to stop arresting people for not only possessing mushrooms, but also for any sort of plant or fungi, any kind of natural, naturally occurring substance, we're no longer going to have our police focusing on those things. And I believe it was Ann Arbor did it, and then Detroit also voted for this. So there is a bit of a trend in this sort of decriminalized nature way. There's an organization now called Decriminalized Nature that is advocating mm-hmm. that the government just step out of the way, leave people alone, let people grow this stuff, let them distribute it. Don't create licenses. Just let nature be.
Yeah.
And let people use
yeah.
it.
And there are occasionally law enforcement people who listen to this particular radio show. If you are out there, you don't need to wait for your higher ups
stop
to tell
being
you.
A giant dick.
Right. Yeah. You can actually go ahead and stop arresting people for victimless crimes right now.
Yeah.
It's the one solution whenever law enforcement calls this show and asks, well, what should we do? Well, to improve the, image of the police. Well, the first thing you do is you get together with all your blue buddies and you stop arresting people for victimless crimes.
Stop being a dick, and people won't hate you for being a dick.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. We actually had this week, we haven't covered it yet on Free Talk Live, but one of the antagonists from Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, a movie that actually has you at least at one yep. point towards the end in it at victimlesscrimespree.com. One of the antagonists, one of the police officers, came out this week publicly and made a statement against the mask mandates, of which they just passed another one here in Keene recently. He spoke out and basically called the city council bad guys and said that people need to disobey. So the very guy who was arresting people for victimless mm-hmm. crimes a decade ago is mm-hmm. now speaking out and advocating for mass civil disobedience. And it's like, well, yep. maybe we had an influence on him. I don't know.
Yep. You know, at one point when I was locked up in, I really had an overwhelming moment of despair, which for me took the form of I'm going to quit after this. You know, maybe I'll play this out. Maybe I'll just bond out. And I even wrote up letters in my head to people who have donated to my causes, you know, over the years and been like, you know what, it's time for me to pass the torch. I'm going to, you know, maybe make some babies and art and music and gardenia at my homestead and, you know, leave the activism to the next generation. But thanks for investing in me. And then, you know, I had that song. You know, my head is filled with music, and I thought of Billy Millen. Just no, you just it doesn't matter if you heed a higher calling. You know, I while I was in there, you said did religious aspects of this. It wasn't just that, but I feel like for the first time in my life, about to be 40 years old, I finally spoke to God. And for me, I don't believe in the personified God external from the universe. I believe that love is my religion, like Ziggy Marley, the other song going around in my head, that God itself is the vibration of love that makes the universe one, that mm-hmm. unites us, and you can tune into it, and you can speak to it, and you can gain wisdom from it, and energy from it, and strength from it. And it was some point in coming through that despair of wanting to give up that I just said, no, I have to hear this higher calling, and I have to listen to it, and I have to obey it like an order, because It is the voice of principle and reason and compassion.
It's gorgeous. Beautiful stuff. Yeah, I had a similar kind of experience recently when I was in jail for almost not quite three months, but for more than 2 months in federal custody, basically. And I definitely was getting some very interesting messages in the books that I was reading as well that really kind of stuck out to me as, like, you need to pay attention to this. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
The phones at this point. Adam Kokesh is actually going to stick with us.
Nice.
And just basically co-hosts with us here for the rest of the show tonight. It is Ian and the Captain in the studio. And by the way, kudos to Jitsi. I'll give him credit where credit's due. It's a great little open source video conferencing app that we're using to connect with Adam. That's why he sounds like he's not been sounding like
free
on the phone. It's free. It's open source. So, you know, a lot of people use Zoom. That's run by a Chinese corporation.
I don't equate open source to free. I don't know why.
Usually open source is free.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm aware of any or open source stuff that isn't free. Some of it might have, like, paid support. Like, for instance, Linux, I think, is
right.
Is that? But anyway, if you've been using these centralized authority kind of Zooms or Microsofts, get off that crap and get over to Jitsi, Jitsi. They do really great open source free conference calling, and it's just fantastic. So that's what we're doing here tonight, and we've been talking in detail about what happened with Adam getting arrested in Sawatch County, Colorado. If you missed the conversation, if you're just tuning in right now on the radio, grab this archive later tonight because we go into great detail about it in the first couple hours of the show. And what we've been covering right now is kind of the religious aspect of psilocybin and other psychedelic or entheogenic drugs out there, and not just all the natural substances. Obviously, there's LSD, which is more of a manufactured thing. MDMA, of course, more of an empathogen, as they call it, because it's more of an empathetic sensation that comes with that. A lot of these things can be beneficial in a lot of different ways. That's something that you're helping roll out with Homefront Battle Buddies, Adam, and that's the last time we had you on the show. We talked in detail about what that's all about. It's bringing veterans to essentially a retreat that you're creating there at your compound in Arizona, and giving people an opportunity to address at a very deep level with some of these substances some of the deep-seated issues that they've, you know, have created inside themselves after being, you know, forced into horrifying situations by the U.S. government, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I would hope that eventually we could create a sister organization to serve law enforcement officers as well.
Mm. Yeah, that's an interesting idea. So we were talking about your experience in jail. You'd mentioned this was your first time ever after being in, you know, these, as you say, government-induced spiritual retreats. We always call it the spiritual retreat here in Keene, but you added the government-induced, which I think is pretty entertaining. But the first time you spoke with God, was it during a meditation session inside your cell? What was the circumstance around that, if you want to talk about it?
Yeah. It was coming out of that moment of despair, recognizing that was wrong,
mm-hmm.
that it just felt like defeat, and I'm not ready to give up, and I don't ever plan to give up. And one of the epiphanies that I had on more of a political level is one that I really think was more of a personal existential crisis about my activism and my career and turning 40 years old. But I have been asking, like with COVID, how much of this is a depopulation strategy? How much of that is overblown? How, you know, like, it's not, is it bad and evil, but like, what is the context of it? And the major epiphany that came to me on that in jail is that everything we see right now, and this was in that letter that I wrote to the judge on Wednesday, because it was also a letter addressed to the public, that the time of crisis that we are in right now reflects the desperation of the elites or the ruling class or the several hundred or several thousand most powerful people in the world.
Sure.
Well, it's not a conspiracy. There are those people. So to what extent they are pulling the strings and to what ends is certainly open to debate, but not that they exist, not that they're responsible for what we're experiencing with COVID policy, what we're experiencing with fighting against Bitcoin and crypto adoption,
mm-hmm.
or trying to control it. The oppressive COVID policies overall, again, I say it very carefully worded that way, regardless of what you think the virus is or the threat or what's behind the vaccines, the oppressive COVID policies, you cannot argue with that
right.
with any credibility, especially knowing the last point here that what we're experiencing includes an obscene, historically unprecedented consolidation of wealth, at least on paper. And it's Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates and a dozen other people you've never heard of at their level, and another 100 people maybe at the next tier below them. But these are the people who really pull the strings in society, and they are getting much, 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 much richer. What we are seeing in what I lay out there, those are not just the routine actions of a system that is set up and designed to make the rich richer at the expense of the rest of us. It is a set of acts of desperation of people who know that their time is coming to an end.
Yeah, well, that's definitely true when it comes to the government gang, their banker buddies, and these industry goons. Although I got to give Elon Musk some credit, because he recently, and it wasn't the first time he said this, but recently he got some more press over it, saying, just came right out in an interview and said the government is the largest corporation and it has a monopoly on violence. In fact, he even did, and I haven't watched all of the interview yet, but he did like an hour and a half long interview with the guys from the Babylon Bee recently.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the content either. But, Adam, what you're saying is not only true, but it is going to get worse, in my opinion. Why do I say that? Well, because as these people figure out that, you know, for the first time there's decentralized infrastructure, you know, the blockchain, Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, stuff like that, that can't be taken down by a state, right? As soon as that grows to a significant enough point, they are going to start flailing, right? Like a child who hasn't gotten their way. No! Right? So the things that the state does is going to become worse, in my opinion, as time goes on, as they flail and continue to flail at even greater and greater
amounts. Dinosaur in the tar pits is a little more accurate, right? Because a child's not going to do as much damage as a dinosaur is going to be getting into that thing.
Sure.
I think all those metaphors are apt descriptors, but it's important to point out the perspective that they are deliberately distracting from the fact that they are becoming less and less relevant. That even while perhaps the proportion of wealth distribution gets more distorted, the quality of life for the average working American blows away that of any human beings that have ever existed on the face of this earth in terms of quality of life. And yeah, we're in a step backwards in a lot of ways. I'm not going to argue with the immediate circumstances, but the bigger historical trend is absolutely clear. And they are becoming just less and less relevant. We are on the verge of an age of enlightenment, largely driven by access to the internet.
Yes.
And an enlightened people cannot be oppressed.
Yeah, you can't undo enlightenment. It's like, it's true. Once you're there.
Yeah. Why didn't I take the blue pill?
Go back. Stand by here in most appropriate, right? A very appropriate comment there as The Matrix has come out with its fourth episode. We did talk a little bit about that last night at the very end segment of the show. And we're going to continue here more with Adam Kokesh. Your calls, open phones at this moment. Now, if you want to join us.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It may be the first time there's been a rocket launch on Christmas Day.
Decollage, liftoff from a tropical rainforest to the edge of time itself. James Webb begins a voyage back to the birth of the universe.
That as the world's largest space telescope blasted off from Europe's spaceport in French Guiana, the James Webb Space Telescope's mission, explore the universe for exoplanets and study their atmospheres. President Biden marking his first Christmas in office with greetings to service members stationed around the world, telling them while First Lady Jill Biden was at his side.
I just want you to know how much we care. We're grateful for your courage, your sacrifice, not only your sacrifice, but your family's.
Speaking on a video link from the White House, Biden called the men and women on active duty the solid steel spine of America. This is USA Radio News. All the information's not in yet, but with last-minute shoppers still prowling stores online and in person, holiday sales this year are estimated to go well over $800 billion. That's according to the National Retail Federation, which says holiday sales between November and December may be up as much as 11.5% from last year. Sales estimates for 2021's holiday season predicted to be between $840 and $859 billion. FlightAware says U.S. airlines have canceled or delayed nearly 3,000 flights now since Friday. More than 5,900 have been delayed or scrubbed around the world. There are no major problems at any of the airports in the United States, but it's the airlines which are facing lower staff numbers because of COVID-19, and there's also some bad weather afoot, especially out west. And this is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phone's open if you want to join us here in the studio with you. It's Ian
and the captain.
Also on the line with us, Adam Kokesh is with us. We're going to continue with your calls. And at this point, you don't have to have a question for Adam Kokesh. The interview portion of the show is over. He's just sticking with us, the remote co-host here.
He's just going to help us do a radio show, show us how it's done.
Well, he does have a bit of experience with this. He used to do.
He had a TV show, man. That's when I first discovered Adam.
Yeah. Oh, the RT?
I can show you all the ways to get canceled and censored.
You used to be on RT like a decade ago, right?
Yeah, a little more than a decade.
Yeah, wow, about a decade ago. Yeah, now,
yeah, because I think there's a clip from it in Victimless Crime Spree, and Bonnie and I were just watching that a few weeks ago, and I think you were on RT at that time, so that would have been like 2011.
Yeah.
Oh, there was some other documentary too that Adam popped up in. I took a picture of my living room television with a picture of Adam on it, and I pinged him. I'm like, dude, that's in this movie.
That was the Ross Ulbricht movie.
Oh, that's right. It was.
Because when, and you know, God bless Saint Ross Ulbricht and his mother,
indeed,
Lynn Ulbricht, the patron saint of activist mothers, who's done an incredible job championing his cause while he's been locked up. But yeah, I was ordering DMT on the Silk Road, and it was an amazing thing to be able to. And honestly, I have maintained for legal purposes a certain separation from that whole scene, but now I'm ready to just say screw it.
Well, and I wanted to say too, Adam, you know, while you're here, and we really rarely get to talk unless something's going on, right? You know, somebody's getting arrested or whatever. But what you're doing with this aid for PTSD for, you know, fellow soldiers and
home
front battle buddies, this thing that you're doing, I think, is kick ass, no pun intended, because what you're doing is you're taking the evidence that exists already that these things, you know, in the proper dosage and the proper setting, you know, help folks overcome so many different things. You're just taking that, moving that forward without waiting for, you know, the bureaucracy, if you will, to give their approved version of this.
Yeah.
I love that.
I want to continue here. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Sarah, who is a very regular caller here on Free Talk Live, the communist from New Mexico, calling from Albuquerque. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, I just want to mention that, you know, I found out that, you know, Afghanistan used to be American ally in the 1980s, as long as they were fighting the Russians. The Russians were there trying to take over and, I guess, turn them into communists. And then the U.S. government was funding them with our tax dollars, buying them weapons to fight off the Russians.
Yeah, I believe back in the day they were referred to as the Afghan freedom fighters, as a matter of fact, by all of the news outlets.
Yep. One-man terrorist.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So all of a sudden, now, since they wanted the U.S. out, they thought the U.S. was going to be settled in there. Now they wanted them out. And all of a sudden, Osama bin Laden has become the big enemy. And now they spent American lives trying to take over Afghanistan and put McDonald's and turn them into a part of America. And now we got kicked out also.
Yes, the folks of Afghanistan, despite how poor they happen to be, are pretty darn good at digging in and defending themselves over a long period. Now, Adam, you may have some personal comments about this particular conflict.
War is when government tells you who the enemy is, and revolution is when you figure it out for yourself, right?
Did you spend any time there, or were you just in Iraq?
No, just Iraq, 2004, but there's an obviously similar dynamic to the nature of those occupations as rackets, because they were not wars in a traditional force-on-force military conflict over a specific point sense. They were invasions and occupations, which in some ways are much more brutal and destructive and oppressive, that it's not just we're gonna fight over something and then we're gonna decide it's done and go back to living happy, productive lives. It's like we're the bully who's gonna beat you up and then hold you down and keep beating you up.
Right.
And
wait for you every day on the way to the lunchroom or whatever.
Yeah. And there's a certain nature that connecting to my case here of, you know, the Enlightenment. I look at the progress of humanity as one of becoming less violent over time. And if you look at the scope of the brutality of the global war on terror, it's still a step down from everything of the Vietnam era, which is a step down from everything of the World War II era to World War I. And you go back in history, the proportion of violent deaths just goes up and up and up. So I celebrate, even though it's a very awkward and tragic and in many ways fake ending, but that the maintenance of the occupation of Afghanistan is just politically untenable in the United States. It's a very exciting turning point. There are a lot of turning points like that we are on the verge of. All we have to do is stand up and say, no, we're putting our foot down. We're not going to cooperate with this anymore. Freaking knock it off. And governments will, because they have to.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. Let's go to David, also calling from New Mexico in Albuquerque area. Go ahead, David.
All right. Hey, Adam. How's it going?
Go ahead with your point, David.
One of the tactics that you used, I wanted to point out, but first of all, since it is Christmas, so let me just interject that I wonder what our government officials, what gifts that they have given with the high taxpayer salaries that a lot of them have. I wonder what gifts they've given to society this Christmas season. And I know one gift they gave to me, they trafficked my children illegally. I I proved that with unanimous decision at the New Mexico Court of Appeals 14 years ago that they were illegally trafficked by M. Monica Zamora and John J. Romero Jr., both judges, and yet I never saw them again anyway. So the point, what Adam did that I wanted to point out is that I just did it also. I named names, and your caller, Jet, it brings this up. They're not those people, you know, the sheriff of some county. It's John Smith, the sheriff of, and yes, officer so-and-so. Adam did that a bunch of times. You got to name names and hold these people accountable by name and let them know that we will not forget who the hell you are, John J. Romero Jr. and M. Monica Zamora. Otherwise, and that is a disincentive for them to continue to do it, and it's a disincentive for those kids that are graduating from high school right now that might entertain a job in law enforcement or judicial practices.
Thank you, David, for the call tonight.
Yes. Yes, thank you. And David, I'm so sorry for the experience that you and your children and your family have suffered at the hands of the state, and they're all too many.
So
and
common.
I'm
happens so
honored.
Often.
Yeah, I'm honored to have some role in inspiring you to have a similar stand on principle in your case there. I wish there were some easy way to translate what I just did into standing up for your kids, but family courts are a whole other destructive runaway racket in America.
A universe into it itself.
Yeah, and I really do look forward to taking that on in the progress of America towards a voluntary society for humanity. It has to end. I mean, next to the drug war and, you know, military wars, the crimes that government commits under color of law in the name of family courts are probably the next most destructive, and in ways so profoundly felt. I don't have kids, but I used to be one, and I was a child of divorce. And my parents got divorced when I was 10, and my brother was 8, and they both weaponized the state against each other. And
it sucks.
Was a horrific experience for everybody.
Yeah, no one should have to go through that, especially as a kid, to be passed around as, you know, this booty, as part of this, you know, constant fighting between these sides of the state.
Well, it's one of the reasons that I'm against the state-sponsored marriage. I'm not against marriage, right? I don't care who you want to marry. You want to have a ceremony, you know, vow your life to another person. You go right ahead. Write down your agreements and stick to your agreements. But do not involve the state in anything like that.
Amen.
It's a horrible idea.
We got more coming up here, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. If you jump on the lines right now, we got Adam Kokesh with us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us in the remaining moments on this live Christmas Day episode. Also, another live Saturday show, because we do this thing live all 7 nights a week. If you don't get in tonight, your captain will be back on Sunday night.
I will.
For the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Hey, can I give away my present to our listeners?
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit here. And by the way, Adam Kokash is here, too.
All right. Adam, I got a present for you, too. I mean, you're a listener, but also an activist. So sometime, I guess about a year ago, Ian challenged me because, you know, I do parody music like Weird Al style, except, you know, funnier.
At LordKickass.com.
Yeah, so he challenged me to write some COVID carols, right? So take some Christmas songs and rewrite them in the key of COVID and all the, as you say, the response, the policy response to COVID. And so I did that. And then I went ahead and recorded 3 of them, of which I only published 1 of them, and that was to the tune of The Little Drummer Boy. It's called The Lockdowns Are Dumb. And I put that one up. And
lockdowns are dumb.
Dumb. Yeah. So, and then, so I did a little tweaking to the other 2 over the last year or so. I got them to a point where I like the mix now and I like the way they came out. And so I've gone ahead and put up a 3-song EP. It's just called COVID Carols. You can find it at LordKickass.com. I've gone with the pay what you want model. So what that means is if you go there and you listen to them and you like them and you want to download them, you can give between 0 and whatever you like dollars, whatever you feel it's worth. So that means, yes, you can download them for free. They are available to you. I've also been giving out permission for folks to use them however they want, even though the website that they're on, the page that you land on, claims that they are under copyright. I am the copyright holder, and so you can refer to this recording as me giving you permission to use those parody songs in any work that you would like to use.
Awesome. And those are available at LordKickass.com?
Correct.
And what is there a title for the EP, just COVID Carols?
COVID Carols is the title of the EP. Okay. The 3 songs are The Lockdowns Are Dumb, Do You Fear What I Fear, and Have Yourself a Sterile Little Christmas.
Woo!
which I love, by the way. And this goes all the way back to the movie that we referenced earlier, Victimless Crime Spree, that Adam Kokesh makes an appearance in toward the end at victimlesscrimespree.com, because it was back then we were doing what was called the Shire Choir here in New Hampshire, and we would go to liquor stores and sing these drug war carols that were just essentially the same concept of parody songs of classic Christmas carols that were anti-war on drugs. And the idea was that the state here in New Hampshire sells liquor. It has a monopoly on liquor sales. And so the point was, well, the state sells liquor, but it also prohibits cannabis. And so it's prohibiting its biggest competitor, essentially. And so this is, you know, clearly unfair and, you know, wrong. So we're going to go to the liquor stores and sing these Shire Choir songs. And it was just so much fun. And, when this crazy COVID stuff was happening, we needed something. We needed to bring back the Shire Choir, because that the whole idea of singing in protest, yes, to me, is just so much more fun, and it's so much more harmonious than doing chants. I can't stand chanting. I find it to be just completely monotonous and mindless whenever I hear it, and I don't want to participate in it. But that's what people always do when they're at a protest. They always chant. It's like, let's get some songs going here and get people singing.
And the coup de grace, or the cherry on top of all of that, was because the lockdowns were still going on at around New Year's, we had a New Year's Eve party, which is really normal during normal times, but not during lockdown time. So
right. Almost no one was having New Year's Eve parties.
We threw a New Year's Eve party complete with karaoke. And so not only was Ian and I were on stage, you know, singing these carols, but we had all the people at the party also, you know, Ian passed out, you know, made some sheets that I think Johnson had a hand in printing out and doing the design for. And so we had the whole New Year's Eve party singing these COVID carols, which was just a nice cherry on top.
It was indeed. So let's go to the phones here. We got Richard, another caller from New Mexico, which, by the way, aren't you from New Mexico, Adam?
I lived there. I finished high school my last 2 years in New Mexico. Lived there for a few years, and I ran for Congress as a Ron Paul-endorsed Republican.
That's what it was. That's what I remember.
In 2010.
So, yeah.
And I had a radio show in Albuquerque.
Yeah, that's right, on Kiva, right?
AM 1550, KIVA, more positive talk radio, Albuquerque.
We are on Kiva to this day, actually, so you're being heard there this weekend.
Welcome back.
Let's go to Richard, also in Albuquerque. Go ahead, Richard. You're on with Adam Kokesh.
Yes.
Off that microphone, Richard. Back off that microphone, please.
Gotcha. Several days ago on the nightly news here in Albuquerque, they said that there's 1 out of 7 people in New Mexico that go hungry. And New Mexico and Albuquerque especially, they have different drives for kids that need the toys for Christmas. They need school supplies. They need clothes supplies, all kinds of different handouts. And I'm wondering if this is a problem all over the United States, and if people can't afford to have kids, why in the heck do they have kids if they can't support kids and they want everybody else to give them handouts to support them, school, free school lunches and everything? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great question, Richard. Why do people have kids when they can't afford them?
Well, no, Richard, if I may, I'm really grateful that you bring this point to the conversation to humanize things and remind us why we're doing this, because to submit to this system, as most people do, to obey, is to accept that they are going to maintain a poor, suffering sort of underclass of American citizens who are perpetually struggling economically, financially, and providing basic quality of life for themselves and their children because of the nature of the system. For all of the specific things that we complain about in the drug war and the war and the evil, you have to remember the point is always the rich get richer at the expense of everybody else. And that means that a certain number of people just are poorly managed by the system as tax cattle and end up being those sacrificial victims of an economic system that, creates scarcity where there needn't be any. We are so beyond that in our technological capacity, our economic capacity to provide for everyone on this earth. It is unconscionable and entirely unnecessary that we allow a system that creates that kind of suffering to continue for another day.
And to me, one thing is, it's one thing for people to go hungry and, you know, food to have sort of a distribution problem. There's enough food on planet Earth to feed everybody. So we know that we just need to figure out how to get it to everybody. But that's one problem. But the other problem...
More homes than homeless people. More empty homes than homeless people in America.
Right. And the biggest problem that I have is when you see the system just shutting down people who are trying to help other human beings. This is, we see it all the time. You know, some volunteer organization sets up a thing in the park to feed the homeless, and they get shut down for, you know, an illegal restaurant or something along those
lines. Here's the food, not bombs.
Right. And so that's what makes the system disturbing. It's one thing to say the system is broke or the system doesn't do that very well. It's another thing for the system to totally contradict helping other human beings. And this is where you start to see me having a problem with the system, is when they they kind of do one thing but then do a whole other thing. That's when you know it's a sham.
Well, they need that economically downtrodden class, because then they can say, oh, well, we're going to help you. Here, just apply for this welfare over here and we'll take care of you. And then, of course, you get people hooked on the system. Yep. They become dependent on the system. And we saw that clearly in just the last 2 years, where people decided they were going to stop working and go on this unemployment and basically never come off that unemployment. Even though New Hampshire has one of the lowest unemployment rates, that number apparently doesn't count people who aren't looking for work.
No, even nationally, like, those numbers have been skewed for a long time to not include, like, people who have just stopped looking after a year or something like
that. And there's literally jobs everywhere. I mean, you can go downtown Keene, New Hampshire, throw a stone, and you're going to hit a dozen businesses with hiring signs up. So, I mean, there's opportunities everywhere, but the state has gotten so many people hooked on its give-outs, its handouts, that they're just not going for it. And that's incredibly destructive and addictive for those people.
Gentlemen, since we only have a couple minutes left,
not even.
If I may harken back to how and why to be a friggin' pirate are, what they steal from us more than any of these material things or opportunities you point out is the core of our humanity, mm-hmm. of our freedom, of our individual will, of our autonomy, of our ability to create peaceful relationships with our fellow human beings. They have stolen that from us, and they are on the run. They are on their heels. It is time to push harder than ever and take it back once and for all.
Beautiful ending to this program.
Well said, brother.
Check him out, Adam versus the Man. And what's the best website for you right now? Is it homefrontbattlebuddies.org?
T.me/AdamVersusTheMan. Love and Telegram.
Thanks, Adam, for being here with us for the entire live Christmas Day episode. We're back tomorrow. Join us then.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta,
Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.